and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
We had fun this morning, didn't we?
I did. Had a good laugh. Good laugh at you.
Yeah.
And your carries on.
Hey, my carries on is just the way I live my life.
I know the way you live your life.
And then you emphasise it to make it out that I've got notions.
Notions? You are the B-Day king, my friend.
I don't have a B-Day.
You want one though, you
I
see.
Want a portable B-Day. Yeah. A B-Day in a can.
Lovely. Nice.
We discovered something that you're going to try this out on your little fella. And that is the truth detecting machine.
A lie detector test. A polygraph on my 4-year-old twins.
I cannot wait to hear the results of this. To see, are they going to be on the naughty or nice list for Santa? Because somebody's putting it into Santa's grotto. Have a listen.
Sorry for playing this music. I know it's only the 11th of November, but something's happening this weekend, and that is that Santa's going to be like visiting like shopping centres all over the place. It's going to be like, you know, the grotto
time of year.
Yeah, the grotto's to be opening.
Yeah,
you know, so he's going to be zipping around using his Santa magic. The elves will be all on hand. The reindeer have been fed, and they are ready to go. All right. It's time to tell Santa what you want for Christmas, all right? I know it's very early, but, you know, there's an awful lot of boys and girls who need to express how they've been behaving over the last 12 months.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
You know? Well, here's the thing. There's a Santa's grotto who's decided to step it up a little because they feel that maybe the children aren't telling the truth. In fact, research shows that 45% of children are brazen fibbers.
I well believe it.
88% of youngsters admit to being naughty, claim to have mastered the art of telling porkies. So, there's an expert polygraph examiner, Paul Bramley, dubbed Mr. Fibmus, will join Santa to ask young ones and young fellas aged 6 to 12 questions to determine if they're telling the truth or not. And that, my friends, a polygraph examiner is a lie detector.
Okay, yes! So yes, 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 I need this in my life.
So you're going to be hooked up and you're going to be asked questions of like, when was the last time you ate a vegetable? Have you been doing your homework? Have you been keeping your bedroom tidy? Did you tell mummy and daddy that you loved them before you went to bed and you actually stayed in your bed all night? Did you put your phone away? Do you know what I mean? All these questions.
Did you get up in the middle of the night, eat the biscuits?
So all of these are going to be revealed. So if you've been naughty, it's time to fess up because Mr. Fibmus is going to know what the deal is.
I'm going to get in contact with Mr. Fibmus. I need this in my
genius,
life.
It's genius, isn't it?
Because my 4-year-old twins are non-stop fighting.
Oh, what's
up? You'd hear a scream across the kitchen and I'm automatically like, Jamie!
Oh, automatically Jamie?
I know it's Jamie. And Sadie's like, he slapped me. And Jamie's like, it wasn't by purpose. And it's so cute.
It wasn't
it
by
wasn't
purpose.
It wasn't by purpose. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Accident. And then he's like, don't call me Jamie. My name is Neymar. And I'm like, okay, dude, you were messy last week. I'm Neymar. Neymar Jr. I don't answer to messy. So I need this. Yeah, that'll be so funny. Can I get my hands on a polygraph?
I think maybe, because I know a few people.
Okay,
I know
a few people.
One or two people with a few gadgets and stuff, and I have a funny feeling I know somebody with a polygraph with a lie detector.
Oh my god, hilarious! Give it to me.
Would you?
I'd put them up at a lie detector. Of course, I would.
Would you honestly be up for hooking them up?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Was it by purpose? Now,
is your name Neymar?
Neymar.
Yes. No, it's not. Okay. All right. I'll organise this for you and you'll have to then come back with the results.
Okay, amazing.
See, is he on the naughty or nice list?
Oh, he's always on the naughty list.
Yeah, of course he is. Watch out, Neymar. We're coming for your trophy. Let me lift you
up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Everybody was up early this morning. They must have been at it because we had a massive reaction to our survey says, didn't we?
Yes, we did. 62% of men want this in their life.
Yeah, of course you went straight for the they're wrong, 100%
yeah.
Of it. Yeah, no, that was good fun. Have a listen.
Live to the other side of the room, it's Donald Scally with a Survey Says question that we need to try and figure out the answer to on 087-110-2107. Who's sending WhatsApp voice notes this morning? You are. Let's go for it.
According to a study, 62% of men say they want this in their lives. What is it?
Oh, my
So the majority.
Don't do it, Una. Don't do it. Oh, my God.
And that wasn't going to be my answer. I just
surely
wanted to
it's higher.
Yeah. So 62% of men want this in their lives.
Yes.
Is it less responsibilities?
Oh, that's a good guess. It's... I think they all, everybody in the world wants that. No, it's not the answer. It's a very good guess. They're good thinking.
Okay. Don't at me, okay?
Oh, I'll at you.
Go on. But...
personal assistant.
Oh, yeah.
Innocent titties on the radio.
I did not say that word on the radio. You just mistook.
Anyway, a personal assistant.
Personal assistant is a good shout.
How cool would that be?
As in like a virtual one or a real one?
No, real one.
You're so lazy. What would you need a personal assistant for?
I'm very busy.
Yeah. Okay, what would you get the personal assistant to do?
Organising his gigs and
my diary, my paperwork, my accounts, my this, that and the other. Like all the boring stuff that I have to sit down and do. Do you know what I mean? Having a personal assistant just organise all of that and be my person to talk to them.
Look at you. Notions.
Yeah, you'd love one, wouldn't you?
A personal assistant.
Yeah.
Well, I, unlike you, actually could really do with one to get my life together. Do you know what I mean? Do you know, because I'm not good at stuff like using anything. Cling film and stuff.
What?
Phones. Computers.
What did you say about cling film?
Cling film.
I'm just not good at, like...
Nobody's good at cling film.
Oh, that's okay, though.
I've never met one person who can use cling film.
Okay.
Like, unless you're buying the spenny stuff, you know, and the M&S, do you know what I mean?
No.
If you're getting, like, cling film just from a regular store, it doesn't come off.
Oh, that's fine.
It's a waste of plastic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't work.
Because I was getting frustrated with the cling film last night.
It's one of the most fun things to do.
Good in the, you know,
next time
areas.
Please record it so we can play it on the radio. is it 62% of men say that they want to know how to use cling film?
No, all right, that's okay. Not the answer.
We need guesses. 087 110 2107. The question is,
according to a study, 62% of men say they want this in their lives. What is this?
Okay, we've got our survey says that needs answering. 087 110 2107. Donald, what's the question?
According to a study, 62% of men say they want this in their lives. What is this?
Man, what are you looking for?
Is 62% of men want children?
Children. Ooh. 62% of men want children.
Yeah, good guess.
Yeah.
I'd say, do a lot of them not have them?
Huh?
Like, a lot of men not have them and go, or maybe more children.
Till you have them, it's a different story.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not the answer.
The light of my life. What? I'm joking as to listening being dropped off to the school bus right now. I love you guys. You're so amazing. Oh, damn it. It would be the time that they're literally in the car right now. All right. No, that's not the answer. 087 110 2107.
According to a study, 62% of men say they want this in their lives. What is this?
Saying eyes closed on iRadios. That song is pretty much about how Una works a computer. So literally at the end of that song, Una just starts laughing to herself and I look over to her screen and it is scrolling on its own. It's like there's a ghost, a ghoul.
I'm telling you, my mouse has a mind of its own.
Your mouse is broken. I told you to put in a ticket to the tech team and you've refused to do over the last 6 months. So it's your own fault.
iRadio's survey says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Right, let's try and put this to bed. What have we got? What is the question?
The question is, according to a study, 62% of men say they want this in their lives. What is this?
Would 62% of gays like a B-day in their life?
A B-day.
Do the washing up.
Yeah.
What?
You're the one who says that B-days are the you know, the lifesaver of all things.
I don't have a B-day. You're the one who wants a B-day.
I'd love a B-day.
You've got B-day written all over you.
I do.
You're definitely a B-day type of guy.
I was thinking of inventing a portable B-day.
Right.
Let's move on.
Is 62% of men want children?
No, we started that. It's not children.
Good morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky.
Would that be a six-pack?
What?
Like abs.
Oh.
I'd say more sleep.
More sleep?
Yeah.
Men want more sleep.
More sleep or abs? If you could have one or the other, what would you prefer?
Oh,
more sleep or abs?
Sleep.
Oh, you can make abs. Yeah, sleep.
All right.
Hey. No, it's not, neither are the answer. Yeah.
All right, challenge accepted. Okay, I'll sleep, you make abs. Okay.
By any chance, is it peace and quiet? Because thank God now that I have it. Liam from Dunedin. All the best. God bless.
Oh, a very content person.
Particularly him.
Lovely to have a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah. Liam sounds like he's newly single or something.
Peace and quiet freaks me out as well half the time. You know,
I think, like, I should be doing something.
If you're left on your own in the house and just like, finally, peace and quiet. I don't like this.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it. You need to
learn to sit with yourself and start walking
outside and walking around the garden and talking to the dogs. Okay, that's not the answer, Kate. All right, what have we got?
The answer is 62% of men say they want better gifts from their partner in their lives. Yeah.
God, they've not a lot been going on if they're looking for better gifts. The gift is love.
The gift is love, exactly. But then you're getting things like just, here's a pair of socks again. Oh, I'll add that to the collection. Please love socks.
Please get me socks. That's all I want in life is socks. I wear them all the time.
Yeah, you're the only person that really... But you expect them. That's like, that's nice. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
No, I don't expect them. I don't expect anything in life just for love and hugs and socks.
Right.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Just after 8 a.m. we play a game called Rhyme It. It's very simple. All you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. And it's simple as straightforward like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can win the contents of Una's drawers. We did get a WhatsApp in this morning.
Saying, Una, I'm coming from your drawers. But there is. There's always goodies in there, I have to say. Yeah. I look after myself that way.
Once you don't pilfer all the purple snacks, which you've been getting through them, people might have seen our video up on our Instagram.
You are such a creep. Well, you're a pervert.
Oh my God.
You're a pervert because you perv on me every single day when I'm trying to eat my purple snack in peace. It's the highlight of my morning. I look forward to it. It keeps me going. Do you know what I mean? And there you are, peeping over the desk, looking at me, filming me, by the way, filming me. I should go to HR with this.
You should go to HR?
Yeah.
Okay. I think having a little bit of fun of how you eat a purple snack is very different to you filming my backside.
I didn't film your backside.
Yes, you did.
I took a picture.
No. Oh, yeah. And you said, what a sight.
Yeah. Because I wasn't being complimentary. What? It was... there was like a big builder's bum going on.
There wasn't a builder's bum. There wasn't.
You got to pull up your pants, son. Pull up your pants.
I was like Simon Cowling the living daylights out of him.
No, you bloody weren't. Ew.
Anyway, what's good for
it's
the goose?
It's going to be up and at This Is iRadio anyway later. You want to check it out?
No, actually, I don't care. All right, here's Sinead and Ross Common playing Rhyme It this morning. Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it. Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go live to Ross Common. Good morning, Sinead.
Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Sinead. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. How is the bakery smelling this morning?
Oh, I'm just on my way in. Oh my God, I can't wait.
So, what are the hot sellers now, these days? Sorry? What are the main best sellers, like in the buns?
Oh, the sourdough. The sourdough would be a huge one, yeah.
Mad about sourdough, yeah.
And the single fancies.
I beg your pardon?
What's a single fancy?
She said a finger fancy.
Oh, sorry.
Single fancy.
A single.
Oh, I thought you said a finger fancy. I'm just
What's
like,
a
what?
Single fancy? Come on.
It's just a cake with fresh cream, jam, sponge, and fruit.
Oh, delicious.
No, they're huge.
What's wrong? Oh, he's lactose intolerant, Sinead.
Fresh cream. I just feel like I got car sick for the whole week.
That's so delicious.
Yeah. I know it is delicious. Listen, come here, that sounds lovely, but the sourdough is like, yeah. It takes so long to make sourdough because you've got to make your little culture, take a little bit out of it, then add to it, and then you keep feeding this beast. And then, like, you know, 14 days later, you have a little loaf.
Well, thanks for mansplaining that because Sinead knows all about it because she works in the bakery.
I don't make the bread. He usually makes the bread. He just gives it to me and I sell it to the customer.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now you all know. Jameer, the high score to beat on Rhyme It is 4. How do you reckon you're going to get on this morning there, Sinead?
Huh? I'm confident.
You're confident. Okay. Cool.
Love it.
All right. Representing Roscommon, baker who hands the baking food to people, who's also putting up a Christmas tree this weekend. You absolute lunatic.
Respect, Sinead.
No, I have to buy one. What's the point of buying it? Putting it up in the attic and take it down in 2 weeks' time.
Exactly. We like to get the full 8 weeks out of it, or 7 weeks. Do you know?
You have to have it up for I'm a Celebrity, like.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
That's when Christmas starts, when I'm a Celebrity starts.
Yeah, always.
Yeah,
the countdown is on. Are you twitching or something?
Nothing screams Christmas like sweaty people in a hot jungle.
It is the countdown to Christmas. Actually, when the John Lewis ad comes on.
It used to be X Factor.
And now it's I'm a Celebrity.
I'll tell you what the countdown to Christmas is. When Cooper and Una do the emceeing duties at Frostival this weekend. That's where Christmas starts. All right, you ready for your word?
Yep.
All right, your word is?
Man.
Remember that word.
M-A-N.
Okay.
Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
If you spend time in the sun, you'll get a what?
Tan.
When something is false presented as the truth, it's a what?
Tan.
If you quickly check through a document, you have a quick what?
Glance.
A famous film.
Tan.
A famous film festival takes place here.
Pass.
If something didn't fit in your car, you might hire a what?
Van.
If you were to quick fry something, what would you use?
Pan.
A baked open top pastry is called a what?
Flan.
Another name for a large...
Okay. God, you would have been really embarrassing if you didn't get flan working in a bakery and all that. You got six!
Way!
Okay.
That means that you're in the lead.
Okay.
Yeah, so you did pass on a famous film festival that takes place here. It's Cannes, C-A-N-N-E-S.
Oh, I would have known that.
Ah, the Cannes Film Festival, they all got. Oh, it was really, really good. The Cannes Film Festival, there's a 20-minute standing ovation for this movie. Is anyone ever going to watch it? No.
It's kind of like the Notion Film Festival.
The Notion.
I have no notions, no gravy boats at home.
Yes! That is a dig at my friend over there, Stephen Cooper, who when he got married, he asked people going to his wedding to buy him a gravy boat.
Now, I know, at my wedding it was cash only.
Yeah, me too, high five. Yeah,
what
cash is king, your man over there. And a gravy boot, but it wasn't any, just it was from a really posh shop as well. So just saying.
John Lewis, was it?
Don't have John Lewis here, you lunatic. It was Arnott's.
Arnott's.
All right, Sinead, you're in the lead, so if you're not bet, we'll talk to you just got electric shock again. On Friday, and you could be winning the contents of Una's drawers, and you never know what might be in there. All right?
Thanks very much, guys.
Not at all. Have an amazing day.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Not only did we have a massive reaction to our survey says this morning, but the hill I'll die on really took off.
Wow.
Yeah.
People very opinionated on this. And actually, I think it was 50-50. And I'm so surprised people were agreeing with you.
Really?
Yeah. Shocker. Well,
people like a little bit of luxury in their life.
Oh, yeah.
This is the hill I'll die on. So the hill I'll die on. Are you ready for this? 087-1102-107 if you want to get involved in this massive debate, which is going to completely turn the entire country against each other.
It's all popping off. Okay, so the hill I'll die on this week is people who recline their seats on a plane should be charged a whopper fine.
What?
Yeah. It's rude, it's bad form, and it's selfish. It's an unspoken rule that you do not do this on a plane so that everyone can have some kind of comfort. Like, there's just such a sense of entitlement and up their own bottomness about people who recline. You know, they're just a certain type of people. They'd be the Karens of the world, even though I hate using the word Karen because it's a woman's name and I think there should be a male one instead. But
embrace
anyway,
it and it's embarrassing.
That's another hill I'll die on. Yeah. That's, yeah. So if you're one of those people who recline on a plane, you need to wind your neck in, bring your seat back
up.
So the person behind you can have some level of comfort. They're the type of people that skip queues in supermarkets.
No.
Like, A, you're sabotaging the person behind you's in-flight entertainment. B, eating and drinking becomes a balancing act and it's just uncomfortable. And C, no stranger should ever be that close to your scalp. So if you are going to recline, I hope you wash your hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, there is a reason that little beautiful silver button exists. And that is for you to press it and allow gravity to do its own natural thing. And for you to recline, even though you're zooming in the air about 800 billion miles an hour, no matter what happens, when you press that silver button and you recline back. And for somebody who's tall, having that extra space so you're not cramped up right because we've been wedged into this little cabin, having that little extra space makes it a little bit more easier and a bit more comfortable for people like me to fly.
Yeah. It's all about you.
It's probably one of the only luxuries left on an airplane. You've got to pay for your food. So they're only going to put coin and card taps on the toilet soon enough.
They're not going to do that.
They will.
Spreading lies.
Not at all. But you just got to—it's built into the price of your ticket. Why should you pay extra to have the joy to recline? It's built in there. Like you're paying £400 for a middle seat next to the bathroom, and you wanted me to pay extra just so you can just like have that little bit of extra. What about
just
me?
Just so everyone, because you're creating. creating a domino effect and a chaotic chain of events.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
Lean into it. Lean back into it. That's what I say, Una.
It's an unspoken rule that you don't recline on an airplane. Do you know, the people who recline in airplanes are the type that clap their hands when it lands then.
Oh,
as well.
Definitely not. No. Do you know why?
Yeah,
do
you
know,
that's you, baby.
We're busy putting our seat back up again while you seals are going, well done on doing your job. Well done. You clap when the bus pulls up to the stop.
Stole my insult. You can't do that.
All right, 087-1102-107. Where do you stand on the hill I'll die on? Should you be charged extra if you want to recline? You can win Katy Perry tickets. The hill I'll die on today, my goodness. Has the WhatsApp blown up? Yes, it has. 087-1102-107. Una's hill I'll die on.
People who recline their seats on a plane should be charged a fine.
Unbelievable. It's a right. It's a right of passage, Una.
Ah, Jesus, what kind of planes do you be flying on?
Planes with reclining seats? What planes don't have reclining seats?
I don't know.
I don't know of any planes without reclining seats. Then again, maybe we're flying on the posh planes, you know. You know, radio presenter wages and all that.
Yes, Una, you must be doing well to be able to recline your chair. All I've ever flown is Ryanair.
Surely there's recliners on Ryanair.
And also, firstly, I don't recline my chair. I never have, I never will, because it's an unspoken rule. Yeah, you don't do it on a plane.
I'm the recliner here in this relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, love it. Just love it. You get on, just like...
So lousy, so selfish. So
nice. It hurts me to say this, but I agree with Una.
Oh my God, are you okay? We do have a special hotline for anybody who agrees with Una.
Planes are cramped enough without someone putting their chair back into your face.
There you go.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
087-1102-107. You could win Katy Perry tickets if you come on and give us something that we laugh about on this one. Just give us your opinion. Emma, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're pretty good. You're coming into the busy season of being a delivery driver, yes?
Yes, absolutely, 100%, yeah, it's all good.
Excellent, Grant. So maybe a nice break in January would be really nice for you.
Oh my God, please, yes.
Well, I don't have that to give to you.
I'll take it.
I don't know, you can come live with us for a week. And
I'll take a Ryanair flight.
You don't get to recline though. So what do you reckon, to recline or not to recline?
Oh my God, all the way. If I can recline, which a couple airlines, as we know, can't, I'm doing it.
Emma, but what about the person behind you? Do you
but
not have
a little... You're not thinking about it. If you can do it, the person can do it behind you. Sure, so we're all doing it.
Do you know what? You're the type of person that gets on well in life. You know that, Emma. Because you're not afraid.
And you see, we can all afford these flights with Ryanair, with not Ryanair, as for client and sis.
That's the thing, though. It's kind of like it's a if you're willing to. Here's the thing, right? If you're unlucky enough to get the very very back seat of an airplane where you can't recline and you're right next to the toilet and you're on your way back after a weekend in Tenerife or whatever like that.
Yeah,
it's been a stag party queuing up all day. Everyone's reclined except for you. It should be the punishment seat, maybe.
Oh my God,
you get to sit there.
Yeah,
all right,
that's the punishment seat because you can't afford to pay for your.
Oh my God, dropping bombs. Listen, thank you so much. Enjoy and have a safe day out in that weather today, okay?
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Keep them coming. 087-1102-107. Should you pay extra to be able to recline your seat on an airplane?
Yes.
Let us know. 087-1102-107. The hill I'll die on this morning, Una O'Carroll is dividing the nation. What are you saying?
I'm saying that people who recline their seats on a plane should be charged a fine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want the privilege of reclining, you got to pay extra for it.
Mayfainers.
What?
A Mayfainers.
What's that mean?
Selfish.
Oh.
Well, anyways, I think everyone has a right to do that, but it's a social rule that you don't. Mm-hmm. It's just bad form. Mm-hmm. It's just like, why? Why?
Because there's a button there and you just press it and it goes back.
But it's an unspoken rule. You don't do it so that everyone can continue to be comfortable on the plane.
Are people going to know about the unspoken rule? If it's never been spoken, well, are you meant to know about
I'm speaking about it now. It's an invasion of personal space.
You're an invasion of personal space.
It's the same as clapping when the plane lands. Like, why do you do that? Or clapping when the cinema's over?
Sorry, who claps when the cinema's over?
You do.
I've never clapped in the cinema.
I've seen you.
I've seen you. That was wonderful. Where is Steven Spielberg? I want to shake his No, I've never done that.
You just don't do that, no?
No, you don't do it. I'd take your point, though. Thank you so much. Sharon Mayo. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm all good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. You're about to head into class. You're a teacher, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. I better not be late.
What age group are you teaching?
Junior infants to second class.
You ask them when you go in now, you say, should you pay extra to recline your seat on an airplane?
I will, yeah, it'll be a good topic, actually. They come up with good answers.
Yeah, you tell them Cooper Nuna send their love as well. So
Sharon, what are you saying?
I think, no, that the button should be banned. It just crushes the person behind.
Whoa!
You're so right, Sharon. You were so right. And you know what? I have actually just discovered why Cooper is a big old entitled recliner.
What?
Will I tell you, Sharon?
Yes.
He has reclining seats.
Nobody can hear you.
Car.
You need to speak up.
Posh lad has reclining seats in his car.
Yeah,
that's fine. In his car. Yeah. So you're used to being it. You're used to reclining. That's the kind of lifestyle you are accustomed to, my friend.
When
you go on planes, you're like, I am not going to sacrifice my lifestyle for the Joe Soap behind me.
When my driver picks me up in the mornings to bring me to work, I like to be able to recline in luxury.
He won't be able to drive with a reclining seat.
But the ones behind the passenger seats are reclining seats. Yeah, and heated as well. No, very fancy.
Here, are you a fan of Katy Perry?
Yes, I really like it. It's very good.
Well, Katy Perry returns to Ireland for the first time in over a decade to Malahide Castle. We are going to send you and a friend to Katy Perry. Yay! You just won tickets.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks so much. I didn't expect to win. That's brilliant.
Not at all. Listen, you go into class and you say, waving in those children's faces. What age are they? 5? Ha ha! I'm going to Katy Perry.
You might have heard me now on the radio.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to your class.
Yes, I definitely. I'll tell them. Thanks so much.
All right, okay. Listen, lovely to chat to you. Have an amazing day, all right?
Thanks to me. Have a good day as well.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye, Sharon.
Bye.
That's how you win on iRadio. Come on, have a little bit of fun with Cooper and Una and take the complete mick out of me. And sure, look, you never know.
Recliner. You're an entitled recliner.
You better believe it. You're just jealous.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Just after 9, we play a game which is called Truth or Trash. I got a fact for you here. You can tell me if this is truth or trash. Una O'Carroll is one of the finest multitaskers in the world.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, she can be in on her phone there swiping up and down Instagram. I'm doing things for the show.
No.
So we're doing a show.
I'm actually, at this moment in time, I'm checking a lotto ticket that I...
You literally have a lottery ticket and the app in your hand.
Yeah, not a win this time. Surprise, surprise.
How much
Kel
did the ticket
surprise.
Cost you? How much did the ticket?
How much cost me? 6 bloody euros.
You're a bit
6
spendy,
euro.
You? You're a bit spendy.
I'm spending. Oh,
you
sorry.
Went for 2 lines and a plus.
Yeah, it's got, you know, it's the lotto. It's called the poor man's tax. Because we try, you know, and win. So anyway, I didn't. So yeah.
Yeah.
Cash machine. Can't enter that either. Great.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Here's truth or trash. Truth or trash. All right, truth or trash is where we bring facts. And the facts, they can be true or trash. We're just trying to figure out if we're telling the truth or the trash.
This is tough.
It is fun. Don, would you like to go first with your truth or trash facts, please?
Yes, I will. Yeah, auto-brewery syndrome is an illness where your body makes its own alcohol.
Auto-brewery?
Brewery
oh
syndrome.
My goodness. A little bit of fermentation going on in the belly.
You know all about that with your kimchi making and digesting. Poor Lisa. That's your wife. Having to sit beside you after your kimchi. You're bad enough for your tooting as it is.
Wow. Sad track.
Things you like. Delighted you did today. Come into work. yeah, this sounds like it could be true. You'd be pretty upsetting if it was happening to you. So yeah, I'm going to lock it in. I'm going to say true with this one.
Una.
I'm going to say true.
Lock it in.
Mm-hmm. Both saying true. It is true, yeah. It's a very rare condition which occurs when certain bacteria and yeasts in your gut break down with carbohydrates into ethanol.
Ugh. Yeah. You'd be like walking around.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Excuse me, just had a pot noodle. All right, that's pretty cool. This is my fact, you ready? Today's date is the 11th of the 11th, all right, which is also International Singles Day.
using those numbers. There's no ordinary lineup of numbers in numerology. 11 is known as the master number, symbolizing intuition, synchronicity, and cosmic connection. So legend is that exactly at 11:11 a.m., if you say out loud 11:11, 11:11, and somebody else says it at the same time, congratulations, the universe has just matched you with your soulmate.
Oh, it's a lot of detail there.
That's a lot, yeah. There's too much detail for it to be true, but like 11:11 are definitely angel numbers.
Mm. Yeah, every day in the office, 11 minutes past 11, everybody shouts it out.
11:11, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But today, if you're out and about there and somebody else says it,
11:11.
Yeah,
well, that's your soulmate.
11:11, 11:11.
11:11, 11:11. Yeah, no, that's trash.
Cooper's face.
Sorry. Can I get some grounding to why you think it's trash?
Because
who leaves stones out for the moon to charge them.
Yes, I do, but because you were saying it's trash.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
What are you saying, Donal?
I think it's probably trash, but I'm gonna say it stay trash, yeah.
No, it's true.
No?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not true.
Well, why? How do you know?
I just know.
How do you know?
Okay, well, fine, it's true.
Like, the research that I did that put into it has come up trumps to say that it's probably going to happen. And if it does happen, it's brilliant. And I've helped you meet your soulmate. There you go. I did make it up, but it could be true.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Una, what have you got for us today?
In 2022, a woman in Dublin Airport reclined her seat so aggressively she caused a brawl. The woman behind her screamed, "Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what are you doing, you mad yoke? I can see your dandruff." And she said, "Jog on, I've paid for this seat and I'll bend it like Beckham if I want." And the staff had to intervene and there was a big fracas on the plane and it was in the papers. All because the selfish woman reclined her seat.
This is the lady with the dandruff.
Yeah.
Okay. Did she just accuse her of having dandruff?
Well, she was accused of having dandruff. I mean, everyone has dandruff, don't we?
I've been trying to read you for the last few months now while I've been doing Truth or Trash of what happens when I ask you questions and what you do to react to the questions. The fact that you started scratching your eyeballs said to me that this is an absolute bunch of nonsense and you're just having a go at me because the hill I die on.
Yeah, because you're an entitled recliner that reclines his chairs on planes. So what are you saying? So
it's trash, Una, and I'm locking it in.
I'm saying trash well just because of the words that came out of your mouth.
What words that came out of my Jesus, yeah. Mary and
Joseph? Do you want to listen back to it? Listen to the podcast
what
later
you doing,
on.
You mad joke.
And here's the thing, if it was somebody from Dublin with that accent, they wouldn't say it like that.
Well, how would they say it? sorry, Mr. Arnott. Tell me how they say Mr. Arnott.
Shout out to everyone in Arnott's.
Okay, yeah, so that's all true. It was in the papers and everything. Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
Where?
In the paper.
You're scratching your eyeballs now again. Oh my God.
Yeah, okay, I've made it up.
Of course you made it up.
So what? I made it up. Yeah.
Okay.
That just wanted to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what your point is.
That you're an entitled recliner. There is. That's my point.
Wow. I'm just trying to think there the most recent. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was the week before last where you're like, "Cooper, can you drop me home? Cooper, can you drop me down to get my car down? It needs to be serviced. Can you bring me back? Cooper, can you then bring me back to the radio station?"
Hey, this is the safe space.
And Cooper. No, it's not.
It's a safe space.
It certainly is
not. No, it is. No.
There's nothing safe about this space.
It's because that we are such good friends that I can say these things to you.
Like what?
That you're an entitled recliner.
There you go.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Sorry, what'd you say?
There's no clock in here to tell me the time.
You've a phone there that you've been looking at all morning. So
I haven't been looking at my phone all morning.
What time does
and
your phone say?
Research. It says 10:43.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. In the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously in the morning. 10:43 at night, I'm in bed.
You're not. You're sending me WhatsApps later than that last night.
Yeah, what do you think of this idea for the show?
I'm like,
you see, that's me constantly working, man.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere I go, it's just constantly ideas for the show.
Actually, no, it wasn't even for the show. You asked me, do you know this person? Because my man thinks that they know them.
No, because my mom went on your Facebook page.
So your mom was creeping.
She was creeping. She was stalking. And you have a friend in common. And she was like, how does Stephen Cooper know this woman? Find out now and tell blah, blah, blah. But you said you weren't friends with the woman she saw. And she said, well, now you can tell him he's wrong. He definitely is friends with her.
Screenshots are the lies.
Fine.
Okay. Here's things your boss says that absolutely drives you up the wall. We had fun with this, but our boss might think it's low hanging fruit.
All right. We want to talk about something and have a think about the things that your boss says to you, because we have a meeting every day after the show, okay?
Yeah.
And it is, we go over like, how'd the show go? Is your fun today? Yeah, we all high five. And Una's like, yeah, I told everybody that Cooper doesn't poop at 10 past 10 every day. Brought up the gravy boat thing. And the boss is like, oh my God, that's hilarious, Una. I think you're brilliant, amazing. What did you do, Cooper, on the show? So I'm going to press a button. He goes, okay, well done pressing buttons. And then we talk about what's coming up in the show. Do you know what's coming up in the show? And regularly, we come up with a top. And if he doesn't like it, he'd be like, it's low-hanging fruit.
Oh, I hate that phrase. Frightened of that phrase. Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
As in, basically, it's
rubbish.
It's rubbish. It's lazy.
It's lazy, something. Yeah.
And do you know what? I think he said it about this topic as well. I said, we are talking about low-hanging fruit and the other jargon that we hear in the office place. Like, let's park this, guys. Let's do a 360 because this is low-hanging fruit. I'm not into it.
Let's circle back.
Oh,
pivot.
The only person who should be saying pivot is people who are moving furniture like Ross from Fred. So, have a think about those workplace jargons. We want to know all about them. The ones that absolutely drive you over the edge, that you would bring it up on a radio station and talk about it as a topic. 087-1102-107. So on the way, some low-hanging fruit. So what we're chatting about, we want you to chime in on this for the fun, all right? On 087-1102-107. Yesterday, our boss said something, and he says it to us anytime that we come with ideas that he doesn't love. He's like, it's a bit low-hanging fruit, isn't it?
It's really, it's rubbish. Tell us it's rubbish.
And I know every show on the station that's listening knows exactly what we're talking about. So we're talking about the things that your boss says, you know, that work jargon. Drives you mad, says Alana and Navin. Reinvent the wheel.
As in, we're not reinventing the wheel, guys.
Yeah.
That's another way of saying, right, come on, you stupid people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you stupid?
You stupid?
Don't be getting all up on my
business.
Kevin in Sligo says, put a pin in this. I'll put a pin in your eyeball.
What does a put a pin in this mean?
As in, I don't know. I don't do office jargon.
Put a pin in this.
Yeah, all I know is that low-hanging fruit could hit me in the head and hurt me. Don't mean. Aoife, good morning.
Hi, Aoife.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. You have the same name as my robot at home.
Oh, my days.
Bob.
His Hoover and mop is called Aoife.
She comes at 8 o'clock every night, starting to clean floor.
Oh, my God.
She's the business. I absolutely love
this man and his notions, Aoife. Seriously.
It's just embracing technology, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Aoife, do you have an Aoife?
No, yeah, what is it?
It's a robot that hoovers and mops for him. Yeah.
No, I wish.
Yeah, me too.
You gotta embrace it with life. But so like I'd be Aoife's boss, I suppose, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I go recharge. So come here, Aoife, what are the things that you used to have said to you when you were waitressing?
Yeah, so, you know, when you're young, I was like 16 or 17 and I was waitressing, and you could have been like super busy and just stopped for like 2 seconds, and we had a boss that had come in, and, you know, if he saw you standing there, he'd be like, guys, if we've time to lean, we've time to clean.
Oh, God, that's infuriating.
I love that guy.
Oh, how can you deal with that?
The worst.
Little lazy teenager standing around looking at the phones, doing the Snapchats and WhatsApps, you know what I mean?
If you can lean, you can clean.
I really like that.
You're going to start saying that to your children now, aren't you?
If you can sit, you can... No, all right, now to go.
It was sickening, though, and he'd come in and he'd be like, guys, teamwork makes the dream work.
Stop it.
I've got to get a virtual bucket for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you still working as the waitress?
No, no, I didn't last long there.
too much leaning. All right, look good. After yourself. Cheers, Aoife.
Bye, Aoife. See you
at 8 o'clock later on tonight when you're cleaning my kitchen. All right, there we go. We're talking about that jargon that you get talked down to in your workplace. On a daily, we get told that's low-hanging fruit, lads. Let's move the needle. Somebody says move the needle.
What does that mean?
Like on with a record, you move the needle to like bring it to the next song and stuff like that. Like,
Why can't you just say let's move on?
Yeah. Jog on, love.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much for all the WhatsApps that have been coming in, and we need to do a deep dive and get out of this stuff. This is one more that came in.
We ever had a problem at work and the boss was called, he'd say, it's the three Ds, delegate, discuss and disappear.
Oh God.
Just get on with it and get out of my face.
Basically, yeah. All right, let's sidebar and that's another one. And listen, we're going to have a Teams about this later on.
Oh my God, stop.
About a meeting that we've coming up, which is a Teams with a discussion about how to use Teams, if that's right. Yeah.
I remember years and years ago when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I worked in a bar and restaurant of a hotel in South Kerry.
Okay.
And sometimes I'd get tired. And
nothing's changed.
And we were staying, we had rooms in the hotel, so sometimes I'd just go down to my room and maybe go for a little nap. Oh. And then next thing I'd hear, Una! I'm like, what? Are you working? Or are you relaxing?
Where are they from? Transylvania? Are you working?
Waterville.
Where's that?
South Kerry.
What?
It's like, how are you doing? Are you working? Or are you relaxing?
Where are they putting a K at the end of it?
And sometimes they would use a W for a V.
Go on.
A bicycle. Oh, that's bicycle.
You nailed it.
Very endearing. Are you
on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So we've just checked my Facebook and I'm not friends with the person that your mother thinks are friends with. She's probably on somebody else's page.
Her stalking game is poor.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's very, very bad.
Like, where did I get it from? You know, my stalking game is good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, I'm like a ninja.
Have you set up that fake TikTok so you can go stalking on people?
No, that will be done though.
Yeah.
I'm going to cause fights.
Well, did you have a name for it yet, or are you just going to...
Foxy Mama.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for her. She's coming for your influencer videos.
Yep.
That's our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had fun. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more chances to win Katy Perry tickets. See you on iRadio between 6 and 10 a.m.
Slán.